his nostrils. He spotted Jonathan and a group of boys on the lawn and headed that way. The talk was of the Cubs. Brent marveled that people could publicly root for such perennial losers. The Bulls in basketball were different. They won. Both he and his father had bought Bulls shirts their first week in Chicago. His own stood out less among the whites and blacks as darkness fell. Then lights came on above the tennis court and inside the gazebo. "The human chess game will commence in 30 minutes," Chaz announced from the patio. "Should be interesting," said the boy next to Brent. The subject switched to hockey. Brent pretended to listen, sipping his drink and watching Brianna. He wanted to catch her alone. At the moment, she was talking with two other girls. She was drinking a beer and had a sullen look, her wavy blonde hair reaching down her black dress like a hanging garden. His knowledge of her was sketchy. In his 2 months at Montfort, he learned that she had recently broken up with someone, that she stood near the top of the pecking order, and that her father, rumor had it, was worth $100 million. He also knew for a fact that she was gorgeous. Having her for a girlfriend would mean instant respect. And why shouldn't she like him? He was tall, a little skinny perhaps, a bit uncoordinated, but reasonably handsome with a square chin and no braces or acne. She was probably sick of the same old faces. She'd smiled at him off and on when they